This is Passport to Texas. Thanks to increased legislative appropriations for parks over the last two biennia, many of these sites will finally get the attention they deserve. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, is here to tell us more.
We've got improvements and renovations at Goose Island State Park. That's a very popular park, and along the coast there, on the beach, those old picnic structures were really in need of repair, and those are being repaired and fixed up. Cleburne State Park is getting new facilities and new structures and renovations and improvements. Lake Whitney State Park is getting full hookup camping loop. Palmetto State Park is getting some new trails, and it'll be some of our nicer trails and boardwalks that we have in the state park system. Dangerfield State Park is actually going to close for a little while because it's going to get almost a total facelift to its facilities, its campgrounds and things. So I think people are really going to see some of their favorite parks and facilities and some of the jewels that we have be that much better, and their camping and hiking and fishing experiences be that much more enjoyable.
Thanks, Brian. Share your experiences with these parks when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Facebook fan page. That's at facebook.com/Texas Parks and Wildlife. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We record our series at the Production Block Studios in Austin, Texas. Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.